Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages at the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf Nun Aleph in the Oizvod, or addition, Perek Shvi, beginning of Aloch Gimel in the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. Sog the Mishnah. Choritz Shebin Shtei Chatzeros, if you have a ditch between two courtyards, Oma Kasora V'Rochav Arbo, has a depth of 10 and the width of 4. Marim Shnayim V'Ein Marav Yimechot, meaning the ditch separates the courtyards and they can do an Erev together. Afilu mole kash or tevin, even if the ditch is full, but it's full with straw, different type of straw, and straw is usually taken out, so therefore the ditch is still considered to be a separation. Molo for its source, if it's full of sand or pebbles, so marvim echad ve marvim shtayim, then they consider to be one, because if you put sand over there, you're filling up the ditch, and the ditch is cancelled. Says the Gemara, the mashmos of the Mishnah is that straw is never going to be batel to the ditch. Mashma, we can use here the Girsa of Abchaim, Hateven ubitlo, even if it was in vata, loy bitel, it's not mevutel. So Gemara says the loy ki abiyoisi. The abiyoisi omar, Teven ubitlo mevutel. Abiyoisi holds that if you cancel it, he agrees that Teven itself, straw, if there was no bitel, so then something was going to be removed and it's not bottled to the ditch. But if he did do a bitul, he clearly says he's going to leave it there, he's not going to take it out, so then it's bottled and the ditch is considered to be filled up. He says, no, Rabbi Yossi is also going the same mahaloch. Rabbi Yossi only said it that straw, the mivatel, becomes bottled only when it's mixed with earth, when it's mixed with sand. But if it's not, so then nobody can mevatel the straw because batel daita tzikol odom, and people want to use the straw to give it to the animals. So then the Gemara goes on and brings a b'yisus shito. Yesh teven shuka ofer ve'ofer shuka teven. Sometimes the teven, the straw, will be like earth, like sand, and sometimes the sand will be like the straw. Teven she'eino sidlefanoi soy. If he puts teven over there and he's not intending to remove it, he's mevatel it. It's like offer, which it's bottled to the ditch. Offer, so you have offer, and you're planning to remove it, meaning he is not intending to leave it over there, that's not bottled to the ditch, it all goes based on his das, and that's the sheet of Rav Yosi. Says the Gemara, the vase of Yane Amri, if he filled up the charitz, he filled up the ditch with straw, and then he covered it with some mats, so then it's bottled because it's covered, you can't see it. Says the Gemara, how does that make sense? Isa chami, come see. Milo machzilo yois lo bitel. Chipo machzilo yois bitel. If he filled up the ditch with mats, of course it's not bottle. If straw is not bottle, so the mats are not bottle. So now that he just covered the ditch with machzilo yois with a mat, that will make it bottle? And the Gemara stays with the question. Says the Gemara, milo chari yois tzricho. If he filled it up with branches of the palm tree, so we're not sure if it's considered to be offer and it's bottle, or it's like tevin and it's not bottle. Rav Zreiko and Rav Amir Shemesh Lakish afilu roik, even if you filled it with saliva, which means with water. So also you have a child as mevatel and mechitzah or not. Halacha da azog de mishto. Noson alav neser kol shuhu rochav arbo tfochim. If you put a board on top of the ditch and it has a width of 4 tfochim, so it connects the two sides of the ditch. You have two extensions, the coming out of two roofs from two different houses above Rishus Rabim, and he put a board between the two. So then it doesn't connect these two parts together in a way that they cannot separate, but it's like an opening, like a door, like a Pesach, so they could choose to separate or choose to connect. If it's less than 4, meaning you don't have here an actual opening, so then they're separated and they have to do two eruvim, they can't connect together. Some have the gears of the Mishnah, like we have, that if it's less than 4, so then you could do an eruv, you have to do two eruvim and not one. Some have the gears in the end of the Mishnah, then the case of the end of the Mishnah, which we'll see in a moment what it is, they must do one eruv and they can't separate. So explains the Gemara. The one who says that they have to separate is referring to, when it says pochas mikan, referring to the board. If the board is less than 4 tefachim, so I don't have over here an opening between the two sides, and immediately you have to separate the eruvim and you can't do it together. The one who says they have to do echad not shnayim, pochos biken b'cholol. We're talking about the distance between the two sides of the ditch or the two sides of the aliyahs, of the roofs. If in between is less than four tefachim, the one could just step out from one to another, they're considered to be one big place, and email they must do one eruv and they can't separate. Halacha is zok the Mishnah. Mat ben sheben shnei chatzerus. You have a pile of straw, pile of hay, between two chatzerus. Kavoya sot tefachim, if it's high, it has the height of tefachim, ma'ar mishtayim ve'ma'ar v'mecho, that separates the two chatzerus. Elu ma'achilu mikan ve'elu ma'achilu mikan. Each one can take his animal and feed the animal from this pile of hay. Why? What's the idea? As Reb Chaim points out over here, we're not choishish that by eating this matben, it will cause the matben to be reduced its size so significantly that now there will be a problem that there will be no mechitza and you don't have erev in between them. If the hay becomes less than 10 tefachim, so then really you don't have a mechitza, they have to do one erev together and not two. Just to point out, the nismar has to be only after Shabbos, not during Shabbos. Because once Shabbos was mutter, it's mutter l'chul Shabbos, as we saw earlier in the Masechta. But if it became less between one Shabbos to another, the next Shabbos they have to do one eruv. So Gemara my blazer kidding bestis so ilu elu mimalim kuposim mikan umachilin veilu mimalim kuposim mikan umachilin. I mean, don't tell me that only that each one can take animals and bring the animal next to the pile of hay and feed the animal. The animal will do it. They actually could do it by a dime. They could pull out hay with their hands and give it to the animals. Now, what's exactly the chiddush? So the Gemara explains, when I was sitting in front of Menachem, I've been arming with you to say, don't say, meaning we're not choishesh that this oil will be soso, that you will cause this wall to be done and you have a problem here with Eruv. But maybe you'll be choishesh that if he is going to be taking out by Yadayim the hay out of this pile, maybe you'll come to smooth it and make the wall better. As the more explains the Runav on base, Shimaya Tevin Merudo Chusoyim Chiletzidi Akupo. If the Tevin is sticking out, he's going to straighten it with the side of his basket. So we're not choishish to this, and we allow him to take the hay with his hands. Now that we mentioned that sometimes you have a problem, someone who's creating the oil, straining him for the oil. So if someone made a sadin, made a sheet, used the sheet as a mechitzo, can you come and use a chair to smooth it out? Based on where we learned that maybe there'll be a problem to do that with a basket, lechor will be a problem to do with a chair. With a chair, it's just a temporary thing. So therefore, it's allowed. But our problem is, maybe he's going to put a basket there for the whole Shabbos. So we're talking about a little different case we had before. You have the pile of hay between two chatzeres. Meaning, the chatzeres are separate anyway, not with this matben, not with this pile of hay. But between the two chatzeres, you have a pile of hay. So each one can take a little bit out of the pile. You open the door and take a little bit out of the pile. But nismayet ha-tevin ma'asor tefachim, if the tevin will be less than tefachim, shtem asurim ha-tshiar, but they're not allowed to use this pile until they do an eruv and join that with an eruv. Lefikach, if one of them wants to close his door, or ulevata reshusoy, or he could do bita reshus, which means he takes away his right to use the tevin. Who also the chaver mutter? He's also because he's out of here, and the chaver is mutter. He becomes the only owner of the pile of hay, and he can use it. Says more of a chen choritz sheben shtei chatzeres. Similarly, we talk about a ditch between two courtyards. That if you have a choritz which is full of tevin, that as long as the tevin is a chatzitzo between the two sides of the choritz, between the two sides of the ditch, I mean you have a pile of hay in the middle of the ditch, so they both can use it. But once it's less than tefachim, so now one of them has to mevatel reshus to allow his friend to use it. Says the Gemara Adom, where this teaches us, mevatli michotz lechotz, that's the Gius of Reb Chaim, even though these are two chatzeres, and they're separate from each other, one could do a bitul and give his friend his right that he has from his other chatzer. Adom rafil lo yirvu. And this teaches you that bitul reshus can be done even without eruv. Because what we saw before, bitul reshus, so you have people that did eruv and one of them forgot. So you say, there's eruv anyway, you could do bitul reshus. Here you see you could do bitul reshus without any eruv around. Hado amro afilu loy kivnu. And you learn from here, even if they had no intention to get together before Shabbos, they still could do bitushus. You see, from here, you have two separate chatzeres that cannot use one pile unless you have a separation. It's 10 tefachim high, and each one is on a different side. But if not, it's considered to be two using the same rishus, and that would be a problem that needs a eruv. Meaning, when you have control through a door from this chatzer, a control through a door of this chatzer, so then whatever's in between belongs to both chatzeres. And Yemele is also without a eruv. So the Gemara b'chena bayi shebein shtei chatzeres. If you have a house between the two chatzeres, one can just close his door or be mistalek, and that will be good enough. So the Gemara doesn't go like Rav Meir, also. This doesn't go like Rav Meir, though we'll see later that he holds locking the door is not enough. Someone left and just locked the door doesn't take him away from this chatzer. So here, if the chatzer closed the door from a house, it doesn't take it away from the house. Halacha vav zok de mishto. Ketzad mishtatfi mamoi. How do you do shita mevois? Maniach sachovis, he puts a barrel of wine. Vor me'arezu l'kol b'nei amovi. Says this is for everybody in the movi. Umizak elahem alaydei b'no yibitu hagdoilim. He does a zikui with his older son and daughter. Valdei avde v'shivchos ha'ivrim. Or he does a zikui with his slaves, which were ivri, which means they have their own rights. Or even his wife. They all could do a zikui. What's a zikui? They pick up the barrel and they say, this is a mizak of this for other bnei achotzer. They have a right in it and mail their mishtatef in the shitu mevois. You can't do it with the small children because they don't have the hand to do zikui. Also, they're part of his. Their hand is like his hand, so there's no zikui for somebody else. Says a barrel that is sitting in his basement, in his storage, that he cannot use for an eruv. Why? Maybe he's going to forget and drink it, and there'll be no eruv over here. So that's why you have to put a barrel which is designated. It's not one that's in his regular storage. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Eruvin Daf Nun Aleph.